This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky is calling for more actions from Europe to support Ukraine and stop Russian aggression, AP correspondent Charles Date Ledesma reports.
Speaking via video link from Kiev at Copenhagen's Democracy Summit, Zelensky says European countries must not hesitate to cut off any relations with Russia. He warns the European system can lose if words are not backed up with actions. Zelensky's call for Europe to support Ukraine's bid to join the EU is echoed by the President of the European Parliament, Roberta Metsola, also in Copenhagen.
It is high time that it is also given the real opportunity to join our European project.
I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The United Nations said Friday unfair trials of prisoners of war amounted to war crimes after three foreigners captured fighting for Ukraine were sentenced to death by pro-Russian rebels. The UN Human Rights Office said it was concerned about death sentences ordered Thursday by pro-Moscow separatists in eastern Ukraine on two British citizens and one Moroccan man captured by Russian troops. UN Human Rights Chief Michelle Bachelet's office said the pro-Russian self-proclaimed republics had not been meeting essential fair trial guarantees, and trials in such circumstance against prisoners of war amounted to war crimes. Separatist authorities ordered the death penalty for the three people, Russian media reported. Western countries have reacted with outrage to the death sentences. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news on our website, voanews.com, or follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. In a rare primetime hearing, the U.S. House Committee investigating the January 6, 2021 Capitol riot is blaming former President Donald Trump for what it calls an attempted coup, AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Donald Trump was at the center of this conspiracy.
Panel Chair Benny Thompson says it was a brazen attempt to overthrow the government by a leader who couldn't accept his election loss and then summon supporters to the Capitol.
He asked me to come on January 6th.
The hearing featured previously unseen videos of rioters saying they showed up at his urging.
We have a breach of the Capitol!
And of the violence that followed. Carnage, as Capitol Police Officer Carolyn Edwards described it in live testimony.
The absolute war zone that the West Front had become.
Other officers who fought with Thompson sat in the committee room, some tearing up and consoling each other. Sagar Magani, Washington.
An expert panel with the World Health Organization says the origins of COVID need more study, AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
The World Health Organization is recommending in its strongest terms yet that a deeper probe is required into whether a lab accident may be to blame for the coronavirus pandemic. The WHO concluded last year that it was extremely unlikely COVID-19 might have spilled into humans in the city of Wuhan from a lab. Many scientists suspect the coronavirus jumped into people from bats, possibly via another animal. Yet, in a report released Thursday, WHO's expert group said key pieces of data to explain how the pandemic began were still missing. The scientists say the group will remain open to any and all scientific evidence that becomes available in the future to allow for comprehensive testing of all reasonable hypotheses. Reacting to the report, Chinese officials attacked the lab leak theory as a politically motivated lie. I'm Jennifer King.
The administration of U.S. President Joe Biden will drop pre-departure COVID-19 international air testing requirements beginning Sunday after heavy lobbying from airlines and the travel industry. The Biden administration will announce on Friday the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention will no longer require pre-departure COVID-19 testing for travelers coming to the United States after it determined based on the science and data the requirement is no longer necessary. Recapping our top story, Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky is strongly urging the European Union to put his country on track to membership. In a video address to the Copenhagen Democracy Summit, Zelensky said the EU should act quickly to offer Ukraine the status of a candidate to join the 27-nation bloc. Find more at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.